Father, today we just thank you for a new dawning. There's a new era, a new day that is coming forth, and our light will shine. We thank you, Lord, that as this program goes across the entire landscape of the internet, that people will be blessed, people will be strengthened, and people will be fortified and empowered. We thank you for your glory, your presence, and your forever faithfulness towards your people. Bless us today, Lord, as we hear your word and we adhere to all that you would say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Very good morning to you. All listeners in Barbados, wherever this program is being aired, I greet you in the most powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Apostle Dr. Lucy Beard, and I'm pleased to come again to you today, my second time in coming to you. This is our program, In God's Glory, and you'll be hearing us every Friday morning at 11:30. And I'm asking you to keep tuning in because I believe that we have something to say to you that will be a blessing to you and that will encourage your heart and that will lift you up to another place and that will cause you to shine, to arise and shine, and will cause your light to be seen, and that you be blessed and receive all that God has planned for you in 2025. With me is Reverend Gail Price, Associate Pastor of Mount Zion Missions, and of course, the faithful husband, Reverend Chris Beard, sitting next to me. I'm sure at this point he wants to say to you, hello. I'll give him that opportunity to greet you in Jesus' name.
It's always an honor to lift the name of Jesus high above all others. He's an awesome God to serve. I want to encourage you to join us as we share that word, that ministry, that hope with everyone in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Chris. Thank you, Reverend Gail. We are really enjoying Jesus, and we're excited about what God is doing at Mount Zion's Missions. And I'm sure that those of you that are listening are, you know, believe in God for great things for your life and your ministry for 2025. And we always go into the new year with expectancy, with that hope that this year is going to be better than we had last year. And God is faithful to always give us a word for every year, a theme by which we are led and directed and guided. And this year is no different. This year, God has given us a very powerful theme. It's the dawning of our new era and new day. It's our kingdom jubilee year of fulfillment. Amen. And this year we're celebrating as a church, as a ministry, 30 years as Mount Zion Missions. And so I believe that we're excited for all the great plans that we have. We want to see all the plans come to pass. And we want to share them with you at some point in this program. You're going to hear Reverend Gail come back and share with you some of the things that we'll be doing during the year. Because it's our 30th anniversary, every month is a celebration. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating with excitement.
Yes, we are.
We're celebrating with joy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We're celebrating with knowing that God has been good to us, way beyond good to us, and that God has kept us. Did we have our troubles and our trials? And our ups and our downs, did we go into the lion's den? Did we go through the fires? Sure. But God was faithful to be with us in the lion's den. And God was faithful to be with us when we went through the fire. He was faithful to remain the fourth man in the fire. So we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to praise God for. Of course, I told you last week that we have started this program of a free bus ride for the first 30 persons entering the bus. On four routes. We're going on four routes because we want to go through the island full circle. We want to touch every parish in Barbados. And so our first trip was between St. Lucie, St. Peter, St. James. And last Tuesday, we went to St. John, St. George, to St. Joseph. And Reverend Gail, that was a fabulous
so amazing. We are actually enjoying ourselves, Reverend Lucille, because it's not just we are giving back to the community, but it's to feel the appreciation by the commuters as we give them those tokens, the 30 free bus rides on every trip we take. But most importantly, that we are giving back to the community, and God is receiving all the honor because we are chatting, we are sharing the love of God. It's just amazing. And of course, we're having the beautiful sceneries.
Oh, yeah. And Bashabu was very mind-blowing.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. As we drove down the hill, you could hear the oohs and the ahs. You saw the beautiful, what I call, postcard picture
yes.
of Bashabu.
Yes.
The
yes,
setting okay. was so awesome. And we really give God thanks that we were not just, you know, blessed people, but we were blessed
Amen.
By the people
Amen.
And the bus driver.
Yes.
You know, last week.
Both trips
so yes. far. The bus drivers are so accommodating.
Amen.
They're so kind. They're so helpful. In fact, our first bus driver was a born-again Christian. Praise God. And he was in warfare with us. We're not just driving, we're praying. We've experienced three deaths so far, violent deaths so far. Three of our men have been taken. So there's a trend that has started again in this new year that troubles me, that should trouble all of us, especially the recent one at the gas station in St. Philip. You have people that are cold-blooded and they are criminal-minded and they think not of the next person. They don't care if they're children, adults, persons at work, you know, trying to make a dollar for themselves. They're shooting up the place. And because of that, one of the workers from the gas station is hospitalized. There was another man who was there filling up his vehicle with gas. He got his vehicle, you know, riddled with bullets. This cannot continue to happen in this country. And every one of us, not just Christians, everybody in society must take the bull by the horns and do whatever we can to see Barbados turn around and the criminal elements of this nation brought to justice and put to stop. And if you're seeing something, I agree with the acting commissioner of police, Mr. Boyce. If you see something, say something. Because listen, if you turn a blind eye now and you act as though you're not seeing and there's somebody in your family, trust me, at some point it's going to come back to you. Because these guys don't have no control over their emotions. Yeah. They're not persons that are rational in their thoughts. So at some point, they're going to do something crazy. And it will come back to you. If it don't come back to you, it'll come back to your family member. It'll come back somewhere at a school, God forbid. It'll come back somewhere at your workplace. It'll come back somewhere in the community. We have to, in 2025, make a determination that this all-out attack on our civility, you know, must stop. Yeah, we cannot have this lawless criminal behavior ruling in our country. And we pray about it. I believe we pray. We always pray. I have a group of intercessors that I call my spiritual pit bulls. And they pray and they're locking. But praying is not enough. You pray, but you also hit the streets. And so when we are driving through the villages, communities in the bus, we're praying against these spirits of violence.
Yes.
By the time we finish the four bus rides, you know, the four trips to Barbados with the free bus rides to commuters, we would have covered every parish and we would be praying in every parish in Barbados against the spirit of violence that we're going up against it in a very strong way. And we thank God our intercessors are praying as we go on the buses. The pastors with me, my pastoral staff, and some of my leaders are going up with me. We have the intercessors at our home. Or at work, whatever, they are praying that we get a breakthrough and that this violent spirit, violent, you know, careless spirit, cold-blooded attitude to everything will come to an end, will cease. And we will see Barbados return to a civil society. People care and share like we used to and have an understanding that we're all each man's brother's keeper, you know. And so, We're looking forward to a real significant turnaround.
Yes.
Significant change in the landscape, spiritual landscape, and social landscape of this nation. Yeah, we have to work with the government and all the politicians and everyone involved to see a change. Talking is not enough. We've had a lot of talk. Now let's get up and act. And we have been out there in those neighborhoods that are predisposed to crime and violence for several years. We started off over 25 years ago in Gold Hill, where we've established work, and we operate at the Abilene Jones Center on Sundays and Tuesdays under the pastoral leadership of Reverend Medford Jones. And we are in Eden Lodge, where Reverend Gail manages that work, and then we're in Deacon's Farm with Reverend Elvis, and we've gone into Chapman Lane, where Pastor Alexander is there, and also in the New Orleans, where Elder Octave, you know, Andrew Octave is there. So we will not let up. Wherever we are called to serve, wherever we are asked to go, we're going to go. And I believe that our team for this year is very applicable to this country. We must see the dawn of a new era. We must see the dawn of a new day. We must. We will not go down that road this year. 51, was it 51 or 50? 50 deaths last year, 2024. Most of them by the gun, you know, cold-blooded, killing the streets, and the blood went in the streets. That is not God's plan for Barbados. That's not God's plan for any country. And so we have to say, a new day. It's got to be a new day. In fact, I declare a new day over Barbados.
Amen.
I declare, first of all, a new day over the government. I declare a new day in Parliament. I declare a new day in the Senate.
Yes.
And you create new day among politicians. Yes, and they will sit up and realize that you've been posted there, appointed there, elected to do your job. Do it.
In Jesus' name.
It doesn't matter, you know, who say what. You do it, and you do an honest job in seeing the country turn around. Yes. I declare a new day in every facet of our society, including the private sector. I declare a new day. Mrs. Stannis has been doing a great job in trying to just keep things together and trying to keep the prices as low as possible. Sometimes we go in the supermarket, we're wondering what's happening. Prices are going up and nobody's saying anything. You go in the store one day and hot dogs are $10.95. You go back next week, it's 17 something. I mean, and nobody's saying anything, and the people are having a difficult time balancing the budget, especially if they have children going to school. So we are seeing a chaotic scene in some families, and we're prayed against that this year. We're asking that the Lord will keep the prices down, and that those persons who are in the business sector will have a heart, you know, and will think of those families that are in need, and will reach out their hands and serve them, you know, in a hospitable way, and show kindness. Like Barbadians are known to be, you know, kind-hearted people. And so my encouragement to you today, as I did last week, is to say, arise and shine. Now, when the word of God came in Isaiah 60, encouraging us to rise and shine, it speaks to someone who would be in a place of complacency. Yeah? A place where there seemed to be darkness. A place where there seemed to be discouragement. A place where a person feels that this is the end of the road for me. You know, distress. The fact that you're told arise means that you are in a place where you need to change your position. And I'm not just speaking to church folks. I'm speaking to anyone who today might be going through some stuff, discouraged, you know, feeling I'm about to give up, feeling it can't get any better. And I want you to know it can get better. By the grace of God and the help of God, life can be turned around. Yes. Mm-hmm. If we can only just give God a chance in our lives to redeem us and to change our paradigms and to change our situation. And so I encourage you to arise. That's what we're doing this year. And shine, for your light has come. And that light in the Hebrew, as I said earlier, means a new day. A new day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And we're gonna expect that. We're full of expectancy and excitement. And Reverend Gail, you know, she's going to come to you shortly and give you the whole, most of the program that we have this year. We also, Apostle Chris and I, we're also celebrating our 50th anniversary of marriage.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's a golden.
Yeah.
And you say, giving me this. Yeah, giving me the sweet
time. Golden anniversary. Hallelujah.
Waking his eyes at me. bless God. 50th anniversary of marriage, yes. And I thank God for his grace. Has it been easy? No, it's never easy, because marriage is about two persons fusing their minds and their thoughts and their emotions and their opinions and their attitudes together to become one. And that's not always easy. I go at 150 miles an hour. My husband is a little bit slower than I go. Takes his time. He likes to just, you know, chill. He likes to chill. But I like to go pretty fast. And so I've had to slow down sometimes, you know, and take my time and be patient and accommodating. And so that's important. I believe that we have gone through enough. We've seen enough and experienced enough. Yeah, and heard enough mm-hmm. that we can challenge and help any couple who's going through some stuff. Yeah. And who believes that, you know, this is the end of the line for you. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that you should give up. I believe you should work on your marriage. God is about marriage. The first institution that God created in the beginning was marriage. Yeah. He created Adam. And then he said, you know what? We looked and saw Adam, all lonely Adam. Mm-hmm. Walking up and down the garden,
looking sad
and dismal.
As so he should be.
And discouraged. He said, I got all this stuff here. God, give me a whole stuff. But something is missing.
The lady can't do it for them.
And you know, and God said, it ain't good. God said, it's not
certainly
good.
And
the man be alone. Even God said that. Mm-hmm. You know. And I find that recently, and I need to say this now, it's a plug back, right? I find recently in churches that men are not in a hurry to get married. Mm. There are too many single girls in church that are, you know, ready to get married, but the men are not ready. What are you waiting for? And what's the problem? You know, it's not good for you to be alone. God said it. So I trust God. You don't go and choose just anybody to get married to. You seek the face of God. The plan of God, the mind of God, the opinion of God. And when God gives you his opinion, you take that, you move with it, and you will have a happy marriage. Yeah. So our marriage has been, you know, a journey for us. And we're like a brother and sister. I know his thoughts. He knows my thoughts. He knows exactly what he would do and what he wouldn't. And he knows me, what I would do and what I wouldn't. We know how to laugh at each other and be each other's best friend. And to be able to you know, help each other along the way wherever it's needed. And that's very important. And so together we're enjoying Jesus. Together we're enjoying ministry. And God is reminding us that when the darkness comes and covers the earth, thick darkness, gross darkness cover the people, that the Lord will rise upon us. So even though we're seeing darkness in Barbados, this shooting and killing in broad daylight with people around, that's darkness, huh? That's gross darkness. But God is saying, we, the church, must let the light shine on us.
Mom.
We must walk in light. Mom. We cannot run and hide. Somebody said to me, Reverend Bear, you need to be careful going into these neighborhoods and so on. I've never been afraid to go into neighborhoods that are predisposed to crime and violence, because I know that God goes with me. And as long as he sends me and goes with me, I'm going to be good. And I will carry out his will and his purpose. So I thank him for sending me. I thank him for all obedience. And we will continue to be obedient to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so the light has come. The glory of God has appeared over you. Nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. And God gave us this word, Isaiah 60. When we became a church 30 years ago. And we've come full circle, because this year he came back and gave us again.
Yeah.
But he gave us in a different way, because he has conjoined Exodus 14 with this word, Isaiah 60. Because you really cannot enjoy the light. You cannot have the light shine upon you if the Pharaoh is chasing you. And if you're terrified if you're terrified by the sound that you're hearing, the chariots and the horses, And the whips going behind you, and you're terrified because the way he sees in front of you, and you're wondering, how am I going to cross? You can't enjoy the light. So if you're in a place right now where you are, you know, facing a Red Sea situation, where you feel, Lord, it seems like it's going to be over for me. and you can hear the enemy behind you chasing you, you know, and you could hear the sound of the chariots and the horses, you know, so to speak, all the gossip then, all the gossip and the negative things being said about you and to you, you know, and the criticism, all of that is like the sound of the horses and the chariots coming after you. You're fearful, but guess what? God is with you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And God is still saying to you, go forward.
Go forward.
Go forward. If you have plans to do something, God is saying, go forward with your plans.
Go forward.
You have plans to, you know, open a business, go ahead. Go forward. I speak to you today and I say, go forward.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. So I'm going to let Reverend Gail this time share on the some of the plans we have for the year. And then she give her take on our theme, and then Apostle Chris will, and then I'll come back to close off. Praise God.
Thank you very much, Apostle. This year, the scriptures are very moving, very, very enlightening, and is challenging me every day and challenging all of us. But most importantly, as we celebrate 30 years, we have so many things happening. Apostle Lucille would have spoken about the bus rides, and we have two more of those that are going to be happening, and we are very excited. Then in February, I'm just going to give you a brief briefing of what we're going to be doing. Every single month of the year, we will be in celebration. It's so exciting. It's so beautiful what God has done for us for 30 years. So for February, we will be going back into all the areas that we would have touched throughout the land of Barbados. And when we looked back at it, we have touched every area in the 11 parishes in Barbados. And we are going to be happy to revisit them, bless the people and encourage the people. Then in March, we are going to be having a two-day event whereby we are going to be in the Freedom Park, and we are going to have preaching. We are going to have dynamic singing, dancing, a prophetic word. We are just going to declare to the nation that God is still God of Barbados. And then April, we are going to all the schools that we have touched, all the schools in our surrounding areas in Rock Dundas, St. James. We are going to bring all the teachers, all the principals and the staff to one big service and luncheon where they will be able to talk to one another, share, and be able to bless them. And of course, Apostles Alma Mater, St. Albans, is going to have a great, great surprise where she'll visit them and give them some very wonderful awards of excellence for being that school that touched her life. So we are going on in May. Of course, we'll have a great celebration, a grand birthday for Apostle Lucille. And we spoke about July, where we're going to have their 50th anniversary. But also the men for June, we are going to have the men. And we're going to have a cricket match. And in May, it's regathering the government. So we're going to collaborate in St. James to have a cricket match. We want y'all to come because it will be the church versus the community. And then as we go down, it will be Couples Month, it will be Women's Month, it will be the month for the youth, month for the seniors. And then in October, we need a drum roll here. Bless God, we will be celebrating our 30 years from the 26th to the 29th of October. Save that date and join us. God bless you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I know you give your take. Can you give a few seconds take on what you think?
A few seconds. I just want to talk to somebody there. The word arise not only means that you're getting up from your position, but it means that you hold the word says a hostile position. That means that you get up with strength. You get up fierce. There are some things that last year was able to keep you crouched down. But this year, the Lord is saying, when you arise, when you get up, when you come, your light shall shine. And because of that, the Lord is saying, go forth, go forward, stretch out your hands, like in Exodus 14 with like Moses, and you shall cross the Red Sea on dry ground. And you know what? The Lord says, I'm putting it in your hand because I'm going to come behind you as your assuring presence away from the enemy. The Lord said, the enemy will not be able to touch you because I'll come between them and you. But God is saying today to someone, go forward in Jesus' name.
Wow. Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. Apostle Chris, share a few thoughts on this, on the word that God has given to us this year.
This word is very appropriate for this time. in our lives, and particularly as it applied to all men. I want to focus a little bit on that so you understand that there's hope for you, that there is, that there's a way out of the challenges that we go through. Life is not generally easy, and we have an avid enemy, the devil, that will try to destroy all our lives. But I want to show you, if our eyes are fixed on the Lord, if we could find our center, if we could focus on what our priorities are, if we could remember the days when we went to Sunday school, when we were little boys, and I can still remember those moments in my life, how they formed me. If we could remember what we did as individuals when we were small and how we were managed by our parents. We were given instructions how to conduct ourselves so we could grow into adult, useful, and productive men. I want to encourage you to revisit those principles. They are useful. And God put you here for a purpose. You are valuable. You are important. You are the individuals that will help produce the next generation. It's critical that we get it right. So I want to encourage you guys, make a difference. Turn away from the guns. Turn away from the violence and turn to God. If you do that, I assure you, your life will change immediately. And as long as the enemy does not have a hold on you, you have victory.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. And thank you, Reverend Gale, as well. I want to say to you today that, you know, it's a new day for you. And I want to declare that to you. Receive that in your spirit. Receive that in your heart. And also, when Moses was facing the Red Sea, God told him, tell the people to keep going forward. One thing he said to them, he said, Moses, stretch out your hands and you divide the sea. You do it. In other words, it's in your hands, buddy. And I want to say to somebody, stretch out your hands towards your situation. And God, what God did, God caused an east wind to blow all night and prepare that way, that dry ground. So they had a path, a hard path that they could walk on through the Red Sea. Praise God. God is causing an east wind to blow on your behalf. Blow, east wind, blow on behalf of this man and this woman, on behalf of this couple, on behalf of this situation. Blow, I declare an east wind blowing on your behalf, preparing the way for you, giving you victory in Jesus' name. And as that east wind blow, I declare you will walk through on dry ground.
Yes.
The thing that you see today, tomorrow is not going to be there.
Amen.
The people that you see today, tomorrow they won't be there.
Amen.
Because God is making a path for you. And that same east wind came again. When he stretched out his hand the second time, and it came back and covered all the enemies that were chasing them. So the east wind worked to make a path for you, but it also worked to overthrow your enemies. So I praise God for the east wind that is directly on your behalf now. Praise God. As we close, I want to give praise and thanks to God for our kind sponsors of this program, Nature Isles Landscapes. This wonderful company comes and beautifies and landscapes your homes and property. They enjoy doing this, and you can call them at 436-4753. 436-4753. Nature Eye Landscapes that will come beautify and landscape your property. Again, I bless God for you. I encourage all of you to rise and shine, for your light has come, and bless God. The glory of the Lord is risen upon all of you. Go forward in Jesus' name.